For the second time in less than a week, the U.S. Supreme Court has made it more difficult to carry out the death penalty. Yesterday, the High Court overturned the death sentences of at least 150 convicted killers because they had been sentenced by a judge instead of a jury. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
By a 7-2 vote, the High Court ruled that a defendant's right to a jury trial is violated when the final life or death judgment in a capital case is made by the trial judge instead of the jury. The court's ruling invalidated the Arizona sentencing scheme in death cases, and with it, most probably, the death sentences of the state's 129 death row inmates. Four other states, Idaho, Colorado, Nebraska, and Montana, have laws like Arizona's, and their 39 death row inmates will also likely have to be resentenced. In addition, yesterday's ruling cast serious doubt on at least some of the 629 death sentences in Alabama, Florida, Indiana, and Delaware, because in those states, jury verdicts on the death penalty can be overridden by the trial judge. Of those, the major resentencing is likely to have to take place in Alabama, according to Stephen Bright, director of the Southern Center for Human Rights, because in 83 of the death cases in Alabama, trial judges have overridden jury recommendations that the defendant be given life in prison.
The state in which override's used almost exclusively today is Alabama. The Florida Supreme Court has almost never sustains an override. Delaware is one of the other states, but there the judges are appointed. They're not elected, and all seven overrides in that state have been from death to life. And then the one other state is Indiana, which has abandoned override for the future. But in the past, there have been 9 overrides from life to death and 9 the other way.
Drew Edmondson, the president of the National Association of State Attorneys General, says that nonetheless, yesterday's court decision should not pose major difficulties for the states.
The important thing to keep in mind is it does not affect guilt or innocence, so that the cases that do have to be remanded will be remanded for sentencing only, and that should not be a terrible burden on the states that are affected.
Yesterday's Supreme Court decision is the second in less than a week, making it more difficult to impose the death penalty. Last Thursday, the justices, by a 6-3 vote, ruled that executing the mentally retarded is unconstitutionally cruel and unusual punishment. Brian Stevenson is director of the Equal Justice Initiative of Alabama, which handles death penalty cases.
This is the first time in almost 2 decades that the Supreme Court has issued a ruling that completely invalidates several states' death penalty statutes.
Yesterday's Arizona ruling is the direct result of a decision the justices made 2 years ago when the court ruled that a judge, acting without a finding from a jury, cannot impose a greater punishment than is authorized by a jury verdict. In that case, a judge imposed a 12-year prison sentence on a defendant for using a gun in a hate crime when the jury had only convicted him of illegal use of a gun, a crime with a maximum punishment of 10 years. The court in the gun case insisted that its ruling would not conflict with the Arizona death penalty statute, which it upheld in 1990. But yesterday, a majority of the justices said they had been wrong. The two decisions, the court said, simply could not be reconciled. Or as Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg put it in her opinion for the court, the constitutional right to a jury trial would be senselessly diminished if it barred a 2-year increase in a jail term without a jury's authorization, but allowed a person to be put to death. Justices Scalia, Thomas, Kennedy, and Breyer seconded that view in 3 separate concurring opinions, prompting Hofstra Law School Dean David Yellen to observe,
"I can't recall a decision where you had so many justices acknowledging that they were wrong so recently in overturning a 12-year-old decision."
Dissenting from yesterday's ruling were Justices Sandra Day O'Connor and Chief Justice William Rehnquist, both Arizonans. In a related decision, the court refused to further limit judges' sentencing powers. By a 5-4 vote, the court ruled that judges can determine facts not presented at trial, facts that alter a guilty defendant's sentencing, but only when the resulting sentence is not any harsher than the defendant could have received in the first place. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.